We pray again in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
As we gather now to dedicate Mercy House, the result of generous prayers, donations, and the work of many, Mercy House is primarily a library, but is also a house of hospitality. This place of study and welcome is memorial to the Year of Mercy in 2016. Among the cloud of witnesses and sacred images of the saints of all the ages, there is a special emphasis on these three saints. St. John Paul II, known for his devotion to divine mercy and canonized in 2014. St. Teresa of Calcutta, recognized worldwide for her ministry to the poorest of the poor and canonized in the Year of Mercy. And St. Faustina, first canonized saint of the Great Jubilee Year 2000 and messenger of divine mercy. Mary, Theotokos, the mother of God, is honored in an original icon written by Orthodox iconographer Nancy Van Becken, and specially commissioned for Mercy House. The placement of the crucifix and Marian icon here present, the papal coat of arms, and the motto of John Paul the Great, Totus Tuus, his prayer to Mary, I am totally yours, are here present as well. Now let's listen to the reading of Scripture.
A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who is in his great mercy gave us new birth, a birth unto hope which draws its life from the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, a birth to an imperishable inheritance incapable of fading or defilement, which is kept in heaven for you, who are guarded with God's power through faith, a birth to a salvation which stands ready to be revealed in the last days. There is cause for rejoicing here. You may for a time have to suffer the distress of many trials, but this is so that your faith, which is more precious than the passing splendor of fire-tried gold, may its genuineness lead to praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ appears. Although you have never seen him, you love him, and without seeing, you now believe in him, and rejoice with inexpressible joy, touched with glory, because you are achieving faith's goal, your salvation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
With praise and thanksgiving, let us ask God, through whom all things are accomplished, to bless this new Mercy House with our intercessions.
The response is, Lord, hear our prayer. Christ our Redeemer, mercy and wisdom of the Father, you are the true light that enlightens everyone. Show us the way of truth and charity.
Lord, hear our prayer.
As part of the cloud of witnesses to the abundant mercy of God, may we sustain each other with acts of mercy that fall like rain where they are most needed. In the deserts of poverty, suffering, and hatred, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
You promised your fathers the Holy Spirit. You promised your followers the Holy Spirit, so that they would see more deeply into the divine mysteries. Grant that we are empowered by that same Spirit, so that we may be equipped and ready for every good work.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who will use this library and house of hospitality, that they may find beauty, truth, and goodness as the fruit of their search for God, and deepen their faith in the Church, the mystical body of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the repose of the souls of all deceased benefactors of Marymount Hermitage and Mercy House, and for God's gracious blessing on all our friends and loved ones here, and those joining us today in spirit, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May Mary, ever virgin, mother of the church, mother of mercy and queen of angels and saints, be our mother and mentor in the ways of daily prayer and living charity, that we will be reunited one day in heaven with Jesus, her Son, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear our prayers, O Lord, and listen in mercy to those who call on you. And let us pray again together the words our Savior taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
We now bless the crucifix, the icons, and the sacred images that will hang in this building as a reminder of mercy on this earth and in heaven, our eternal home.